course, last week we started in Psalm 1, and we were talking about our new theme of being like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And we're talking about in 2017, concentrating on growth, spiritual growth, emotional growth, physical growth, just getting things back in, back where they need to be, spiritual growth. Getting closer to the Lord in the year 2017 than we've ever been before. Talking about numerical growth for the church. And if God's people get closer to the Lord, it's inevitable that we're going to influence other people in our circle. Other people around us. As we talked about last week, the path of the godly man in how it affects growth. It is a path of separation. It is a path that is a path of satisfaction. The Bible says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. If you're going to grow in 2017, you're going to have to, on purpose, get closer to God. You're going to have to, on purpose, be doing things to grow spiritually. And not just separating. The Bible says, depart from evil. And we believe that. The Bible says to be simple concerning evil. We believe that we ought to be a people of separation. We believe we ought to be a people that don't do this and don't do that and don't go here and don't listen to that. We believe that. We believe in being a people. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. So we believe in separation. But if you all you do is depart from evil, I believe with all my heart, you'll drift right back to it. The Bible says depart from evil and do good. We call it the law of replacement. If you're not going to do this, then you need to find something you are doing. If you spent your Sundays out in the lake, it's not just good to just to sit at home. It's good to be in church. Wednesday nights, if you never went to church on Wednesday nights, it's good to be in Bible study on Wednesday nights. The Bible shows us that it is good to not only not do those things, but to do the right kind of things. And the Bible says, and he shall be like a tree. If you decide to separate, if you decide to find your satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're going to live your life as a steadfast Christian. And stability in the Christian life is sometimes very hard to find. Sometimes families aren't stable. Sometimes churches aren't stable. And I want to talk to you about this over the next couple of weeks here in the matter of being rooted in Christ. Being rooted in Christ. If we're going to be like a tree planted, then I believe with all my heart that we need to be like a tree rooted in Christ. It is wonderful to say, well, in 2017, we're going to see lots of fruit. We're going to see the fruit of souls won to Christ. We're going to see families come back together. We're going to all of this fruit that we want to see, numerical growth. That's the fruit we want to see. We want to see spiritual growth. And that is certainly the fruit that we want to see. But you will never have healthy fruit unless you have a healthy root. There's never going to be a good tree if there's not good roots. When you see a tree dying and you see the outward effects of that, of withering leaves and seasons of non-fruit bearing in that tree, you are looking at a tree that doesn't have a fruit problem. You're looking at a tree that has a root problem. And so we as God's people have got to concentrate that if we're going to see fruit in 2017, if we're going to grow in 2017, if we're going to see our families progress for God's honor and God's glory in 2017, then we're going to have to be a people that pay attention to the base, that pay attention to what other people can't see. See, the truth of the matter is, when you look at today's society, there's not a lot of people rooted and grounded in Christ. Their growth is only superficial. When we talk about spiritual growth, it's only a cliche. Oh yeah, I want to grow for Christ. I want to see awesome things in the church, and I want to see ministries grow, and I want to see my bus route get bigger, and I want to see the choir get larger, and I want to see our attendance on Sunday get bigger. It's a cliche for us because when we start talking about growth, we've got to inevitably start talking about the roots. We've got to start talking about what we do Monday through Saturday, not just what we do on Sunday. And when you start talking to people about what they do Monday through Saturday, they start telling you things like, don't meddle in my business. I mean, I'm in church. What else do you want me to do? Listen, we'd have had a church service if we had two people today. And praise the Lord, we got 188 people today. We could have a church service with anybody. I'm talking about in 2017. I'm talking about this year for your family, it being the real deal. I'm talking about the fruit we see isn't some wax fruit. Anybody ever seen some wax fruit on a table? When I was a teenager, I went over to one of my friend's house and I said, man, that's some good fruit looking there, man. That's amazing. I was there. My parents were gone for a week and I was there for an entire week and that fruit never rotted. There was never a gnat near it. I was like, man, that's amazing fruit. So I went over the last day and I was like, I'm going to steal a grape. I'll steal me a grape. I'm like, they'll never notice. I'll take it from the underside. They'll never notice. And I grabbed that fruit, and I went to pull it, and I'm like, that ain't real fruit. I was mad. It took me 6 days to get the bravery to steal something from my friend's parents. And when I went to steal it, it was fake. Problem is, I look at some of you here in the auditorium today, and I say, wow, man, they're an amazing couple, man. They smile when they come into church. They carry their Bible. They look halfway decent. They haven't killed anybody in the last couple weeks. They're not even in jail. They're a good church member. And then when we start to kind of dissect your life, and we kind of say, well, man, I'm going to get real close to them, and I want me and my wife to get close to them and start growing together with it. And then we find out you're just wax fruit. Somebody wants you to be involved in a ministry and all of a sudden they find out you're just wax fruit. And you look good on Sunday and you kind of go through the motions like everybody goes through and you open your hymn book and you kind of endure through that and you kind of listen to the preacher and every once in a while you'll even come to the altar. Don't follow you around Monday through Saturday. Because we're just wax fruit. Listen, I'm not just preaching to you today. I'm preaching to me today. I'm talking about getting genuine and real this year. I'm talking about what people see on Sunday is what they'll see on Monday. Except from till like 11 in the morning. You don't want to see me on Mondays till 11 in the morning. I'm talking about in 2017, I'm talking about this year getting closer together as a church family, and what you see is what you get, and when you get what you get, it's real. And it's nice, and it's authentic, and it's something that can help somebody, and it's something that can nourish others, and it's something that can be a positive in other people's lives. But I'm going to tell you right now, if it's going to be real fruit, it's got to be real roots. It's got to be stability. It's got to be a success that is not just on the surface, but it's underneath. I got to go out with the Refos last week, and we went out to dinner together. Listen, you need to get to know that couple. They're a real deal. Good people. Strong Christians. Listen, we ought to be helping each other. We ought to be lifting each other up. We left that meal with them, and I thought, this is good stuff. This my heart was encouraged when I left that. The same thing with other folks in this room. We've spent time together. We've gone out to dinner. It's usually going out to dinner. I'll just be honest with you. I don't do a whole lot of, hey, let's just go hang out at the mall with somebody. If we're hanging out, we are eating. Amen. And so that's just kind of the stipulation. If you're going to hang out with me and my wife, we're just going to have to eat. And but I like getting close to people. What I like about getting closer to people is when it's real, when it's helpful. But listen, you're not going to help somebody. You're not going to nourish somebody. You're not going to be a blessing to somebody if the root is not deep in Jesus Christ. And this year is all about growth. Families are no longer rooted in loyalty and faithfulness and camaraderie. Economies are no longer rooted in basic fundamentals and ethics. Governments are no longer rooted in stability In many cases, even churches are no longer rooted in the truths of the words of God. It's sad to say that there are people in churches, there are churches abandoning the Word of God. It is preaching from the Reader's Digest. It is preaching the issues of the day. We've got to get back to the Bible, for the Bible is what God wrote for us to be guiding us this day. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is amazing because He said, I will preserve My Word from this generation forever. And the God who never changes, never changes His Word. And it is His Word that is going to make the roots deep. It is His Word that is going to make us be what we ought to be so that we can do what we ought to do in the Christian life. By way of introduction to this time of studying over the next few weeks, I want to look at five reasons why we personally need to be rooted in Christ. Look at Colossians chapter 2 with me if you would. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as ye have not seen My face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches and full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Listen, you're not going to find it if you don't find it in God. It's in Him all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. What an amazing testimony for the people of Colossae. He said, from a distance, I'm not there, and I haven't been with you for a while, and there's people there that don't even know me, but I've heard about you. And what I've heard about you is your steadfastness of your faith in Christ. What a testimony. If all that can be said about Bible Baptist Church on December the 31st of 2017 is all I've heard about that church, Bible Baptist, is not about their programs, it's not about their talent, it's not about their singing ability, it's not about the size of their choir or the size of the church in the pew, it is about their steadfastness in Christ. Steadfastness comes from deep roots. He says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Paul says here to the church of Colossians, he says, I'm writing you because I've heard some good things about you. But I'm also writing you to warn you that there's people who are not happy that you have good roots. There's people that are not happy that you're steadfast in Christ. There's going to be people come along that are going to give you enticing words. I'm going to be honest with you. You'll listen to preachers on TV, you'll listen to preachers on the radio, and they're going to say it a lot better than I ever will. They're going to be able to entice you with fancy words. You'll think, man, that's the smartest preacher I ever heard. Most of the time, people do not leave services here and say, wow, that is the smartest preacher I've ever heard. Some will say, that is the loudest preacher I have ever heard. Some will say, that is the biggest preacher I have ever heard. Some will say, that's the most excited preacher I've ever heard. But I want people to say when they leave this church, that's a strong church. That's a steadfast church. That's a stable church. They're not blown around with every wind of doctrine, and people can't just get them to get out of church with enticing words. He said, you need to beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Since it is about Christ here. It is about Christ in 2017. Listen, I am the person in this room. There's nobody in this room that wants fruit more than I do. There's nobody who wants a bigger crowd than I do. There's nobody that wants more kids here than I do. There's nobody who wants to start more programs than I do. But we are not going to do it apart from Christ. It has to be after Christ. Well, what about church so-and-so? Listen, I'm not following the traditions of men. You can't follow the traditions of men. That'll get you in trouble when you follow the traditions of men. We've got to go to the Bible and follow Christ. Let me give you five reasons how to be rooted, why we should be rooted and built up in Him. Colossians 2:7, be rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Why do we need to be rooted and built up in Christ? Number one, we need to be rooted because false teachers and false teachings abound in the last days. False teachers and false teachings will abound in the last days. The other night, we had come back here after the tournament. And it was only about a 45-minute-hour drive. And so instead of spending money on a hotel or anything like that, we came back here from the tournament. And the boys and I, we got some pizza and had the coaches there. And we were just fellowshipping, and they were down shooting hoops and stuff. And Brother Pat and I were sitting in the prophet's chamber. And we turned on the television. And we were just talking a little bit. And I was flipping through the channels and trying to find ESPN or something, just kind of get the updates on the scores or the news or whatever the case was. And I was flipping through channels, and all of a sudden I saw a famous preacher's name on the bottom of the screen, and he was on one of these Christian networks. And I thought, oh man, I'm going to have to listen to him for a minute or two. I started listening. He said, "This is the year of Jubilee." I missed that one. I didn't read that in the scriptures. 2017 was going to be a year of Jubilee. So I was like, well, maybe I missed that in Scripture. He didn't explain it, but maybe I missed it. And all of a sudden he said, "This is the year that you need to take $50 in this hand and sow your seed." I'm like, oh boy, here we go with the sow your seed stuff, man. I thought we just gave offerings and tithes and gifts back to the Lord, but this guy's talking about sowing your seed. And then he made the statement, if you will not only take a 50 in this hand and $50 in this hand, he said, and you sow those two seeds to the Lord, he said, I promise you, your sickness will go away. He said, I promise you, in 2017, all your financial woes will go by the wayside. I couldn't find the controller fast enough, man. I thought God was going to strike me down for even listening to it, let alone believing it. Listen, I've given my offerings my whole life, and there's times where God says, you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, whether you like it or not, bucko. Listen, you have got to be aware that there are false teachers and false teachings in this world. And if you're going to make it through, and you're not going to believe that bunch of junk, then you're going to have to be rooted in Christ. Rooted and built in Him. Rooted and built up in Him. If your tree's going to bear the right kind of fruit, if you're going to be successful for God, if you're going to be steadfast in this world, you're going to have to be aware that the blowing around you are false teachers and false teachings. Now, I like books. I buy books all the time. I buy books from people that I wouldn't necessarily sit under their ministry, and I like some of the stuff they say. But unless you have a discerning heart and a discerning spiritual ear, you've got to be very careful what people are teaching. You've got to make sure, as Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All that tells me is there are parts of the Bible that are for me and parts of the Bible that are not for me. They are all to me, or all of it is for me, but all of it is not to me. If he's making a promise to Israel, be very, very careful when you claim that promise. If he's saying it to the church, claim that promise. If he's saying it and it's going to happen someday in the tribulational period or the 1,000-year millennial reign, be careful, friend. The Bible says study to show thyself approved. Why? Why do we study God's Word? Why do we figure out what God's saying to us? Why do we figure out whose mail we're opening? Why do we figure those things out? I'm going to tell you why. Because in this day, you must be rooted because false teachers and false teachings will abound in the last days. God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. It's not a surprise that you turn on Christian television and a guy's got a nice suit on, $5,000 suit with a beautiful tie and a nice little hanky over here, and you say, man, he's a sharp looking guy. His hair's cut right. He looks pretty good. He doesn't look like a crazy man. He must be telling the truth. The Bible says don't buy it because of how they look. Don't buy it because of the work they're doing. Well, we're going to Haiti and we're doing this and we're doing that and we're starting churches in Romania and you need to join us and give us your offer. Wait, deceitful workers. The Bible says be careful, for such are false prophets and deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. They'll be able to get a crowd of 1 million people in Africa. I promise you that. I've watched it on television. I've watched them get 1 million people in an amphitheater, over 1 million people standing there and listening to a false prophet. We must be rooted in Christ in 2017 because of false teachers and false teachings will abound in these last days. I'm telling you, these false teachers will easily deceive Christians who are not deeply rooted in Christ. You've got to read your Bible and you've got to rightly divide your Bible. Listen, you say, I don't know how to rightly divide my Bible. Then you need to figure it out. You need to get to me. You need to figure out how to rightly divide your Bible. I had a person tell me one time, there's nobody in this room, so don't get all squirrely on me. Somebody texted me one time and they said, if you just believe and had more faith, you wouldn't have Crohn's. Now listen, don't get your inhaler out, it'd be all right. For somebody who is not spiritually discerning and would believe that junk, they're out of the faith. Man, I must not be believing hard enough, and I must not be trusting God enough, and man, maybe I'm doing something. I'm not doing anything wrong. Listen, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm a sinful man. I am flesh. But I can tell you this much. When the second that God convicts me about something about my sickness, I try to get it right. But there is nothing that God has done for me yet that has healed me. And there is no message in His Word that says if I just believe, I give somebody an offering. Listen, I've given up offerings to this church. I probably ought to be healed by now. I mean, I do my best to give. I would imagine God sees my faith at some point. What is it? It's rightly dividing His Word. Because false teachers and false teachings will abound in the last days, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Number two, why do we need to be rooted in God's Word and rooted in Christ and built up in Him and establish our faith? Abounding therein. Why? Well, one, we need to be rooted because false teachers and false teachings will abound in the last days. Number two, we need to be rooted in Christ because of our cultural drift away from God. There is a cultural drift away from God. The fastest growing belief system in America today is that of no belief in God. Without an intentional rootedness, we will, as a nation, drift further and further from Him. There has to, somebody said the other day, there's over 25 million Christians, or 125 million Christians in America. There might be 125 million believers, but there are not 125 million Christians. There might be 125 million saved people and on their way to heaven, but it takes a whole different level to be a Christian in God's Word. See, the Bible says Christians are people who were first accused of being Christians at Antioch because of their faithfulness to the house of God. When they went and met with other Christians, when they went and met with other believers, people accused them. They act like that Jesus person. They look like Him. They talk like Him. They act like Him. They meet together like Him. And they accused them of being Christian. Listen, if the person doesn't go to church, or if a person doesn't meet with other believers, they might be saved, but they're not a Christian. And you know why we're not making a difference with the largest segment of the population is Christianity in America, 125 million of them? You know why we're not making a difference? No roots. Wax fruit. No roots. No real fruit happening. No big difference being made. And we watch Christians just drift like the culture. Just drift away from God, going the way of the culture, In an online article, USA Today reported on religious surveys. One survey stated that 44% of Americans say they spend no time thinking about eternity or seeking eternal wisdom. The same article cited another survey which reported 46% of their responders say they never think about heaven. Of that 46%, 70% of that 46, so 46 becomes the whole, 70% say that they are on their way to heaven, but just don't think about it. Virtually half of Americans say that thoughts of God and eternity are no part of their lives. America is in a spiritual drift away from God, and wise Christians will seek to be rooted in His or her relationship with Jesus Christ to keep from drifting along with the rest of culture. There are things that the culture will do. There are things that the culture will say. There are things that the culture will live out. There are ways that they're going to act. There are ways that they're going to behave. There are things that they're going to say. And Christians have got to be aware. Christians have got to say, listen, there is a drifting away from God. There is a drifting away of our nation, away from the things of God. And we've too long sought our hope at the White House. And God's people have got to learn that our hope in America is at your house and my house and the church house.
Amen.
That's where we start making a difference. That's where we start making a difference in this country. That's where we start taking control of the ship and start steering it back towards the harbor and saying, hey, we have got to get back to God. We have got to get back to the things of God. We have got to become a spiritual nation. For blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. 125 million. I'm not concerned about the 125 million. I'm concerned about the 188 in this room right now. What are we going to do in 2017 to stop the drift away from Christ? Listen, we've got to guard our music. We've got to guard our entertainment. We've got to guard our dress. We've got to guard our actions. We've got to guard our spirit. We've got to guard where we go. We have got to guard when we go to those places. We've got to guard our children's behavior. We have got to guard every part of it. Why? Why would you guard it? Because we want fruit. We want that fruit to get others. We want that fruit to nourish others. We want that fruit to change others. My friend, we have got to be rooted in Christ. I hope that you'll join me tonight. I want to finish these five things of being rooted in Christ. Why? Why would we go into the series? Why are we trying to be rooted and built up in Him? Why do we want to be a tree that is planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth His fruit in His season? His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever we do it shall prosper. Why? Why would we even think about these things? Number one, because we live in a day of false teachers and false teaching. And they are trying to sway by way of cults, by way of spiritual non-discernment from the Word of God. There's people who believe you just open the Bible, whatever that says, you just claim that, and that's how it goes, man. That's false teaching. May God's people be discerning this way. And number two, we've got to be rooted in Christ, because God never changes. And our culture is just drifting. Drifting politically. Drifting emotionally. Drifting spiritually. Drifting culturally. Away from the things of God. And God's people are going to say, you know what? My family is rooted in Christ. And listen, I'm not trying to get you to have no fun. I'm not trying to get you not to enjoy the journey with God. Listen, you can figure out how to do all those things within the bounds of the Bible. I can promise you. Realize this ship called America, this ship called Christianity, it's just drifting away. The engine's not working. The fire's not burning. We've got to take control again and say, you know what? We're not drifting with it. We're not drifting. We're going to change this thing. We're going to make a difference. And to make a difference, I'm going to be different. And the way that we can be different, while everybody is being uprooted and moved and all over shifted and everything, God's people are planted. God's people are rooted in Him and built up in Him and established in the faith. May God help us. Would you stand together before a word of prayer this morning?